Hey, we're going to go ahead and cut through right quick from hometown Alaska because we have a special opportunity here to talk with Superintendent Mike Seifert. He has a couple of great, exciting things coming up to Sandpoint even next week.
Next week.
And King Cove. It's going to involve King Cove because they'll be here for the try and tip off, which we just cannot wait for that awesome occasion. So, Mike, what's happening? Tell me about it.
Well, first off, Austin, I want to say thank you for the great coverage you gave all of our teams during the road trip. I know King Cove and Sandpoint were pretty much glued to their radios when everybody played and the streets were pretty barren. So thanks for that great coverage, and that's a good way for us to stay connected to our teams. On a pretty exciting note, next week is the Trident tip-off. The teams will be arriving on Wednesday. We'll start playing on Thursday. There are going to be eight teams here. We have a team from Point Hope coming, Bristol Bay, Unalaska, Kodiak. Obviously, King Cove will be here. And I don't know if the listening audience knows, but we currently have three teams ranked in the top five in the state. The King Cove boys are second, the Sandpoint girls are third, and the King Cove girls are ranked third in the state. And wow. People I've talked to can't remember the last time that happened. So
that's amazing.
Very excited about that. I want to thank the school board and the borough for obviously supporting the schools the way they do in our athletic programs. Our philosophy, the board and I, is simply that we want kids engaged in extracurricular activities, and hopefully that's a way to stave off some of the vices we've had in the community of late. Which leads me to a very exciting event we have next week. We have someone coming. His name is Kenny Dobbs, and he is known as the World Dunk King. He has dunked over Shaquille O'Neal. He's been on ESPN. He's been on ABC. He was once a professional headed to the NBA, and he was derailed with a drug issue. He since then has turned his life around and straightened out. He's been clean 7 or 9 years, and he gives motivational speeches as well as dunking exhibitions primarily to students. Jade Gunderson is the one who found him. We were very fortunate. He normally doesn't come to schools this size, usually bigger schools. However, he's part Native American, and we kind of gave him told him what our student population was. So he's kind of making a special effort to come and see us. So we're extremely excited. You want to share the dates on that, Austin?
Yeah, looking right here, I see next Thursday, and that's going to be during the try and tip off.
Yes.
And that's going to be 6:30 to 7:30. We'll have Kenny Dobbs here. And so, again, next Thursday, Friday, February the 9th, 2017, 5:30 to 7:30 here at the Sandpoint Gym.
Yeah, no cost whatsoever. Bring your grandmas, grandpas, children, babies. We want to fill the gym. This is a very, very positive event. It's going to be a lot of fun. I go to YouTube and look up the Dunk King if you have any time, and you'll be amazed at what this guy can do. But he also really makes a special connection with youth and people and at-risk people. So go to YouTube and look for the Dunk King, and there's, I don't know, 15 or 18 videos on there.
That'll be fun.
Talking about Kenny Dobbs. We have a big week of basketball planned, so bring a soft seat for the bleachers because you're going to need it. It's going to be some good quality basketball. I look for all of our teams to do well. And I want to talk just a little bit about we've spent some money on infrastructure of late in our district. We've redone the Sandpoint Gym. If you haven't seen that, it looks beautiful. Sanded it down all the way to the wood and repainted it, so it really
look
looks
nice.
Brand new. We've done quite a bit of work in King Cove. We did a new roof on King Cove, so that's not leaking anymore, thank God. Appreciate the borough funding that. So our facilities are in good shape. Kids are doing great. We are in the process of hiring new teachers. We've had some resignations, and we've already hired four quality candidates. Super excited about those people. In fact, we have a teacher who's actually arriving in the middle of July with a couple of kids that we hired for Sandpoint. So we're excited about that. We hired two teachers in King Cove, and I'm very excited to announce that Fannie Jo Newton, who is a local girl from King Cove, will be our new English teacher, and people are ecstatic about that.
I saw her talking about that she was hoping to be on King Cove when I saw her on the road system last week. So she's ecstatic. I know that.
She's ecstatic, Austin. She's a top quality teacher, like I say, a local kid. So if you put in, Annette Calver and Lynette Mack and Jacqueline De La Cruz, I mean, we basically have quite a few local teachers there that are really invested. So that's exciting to hear. That's really all I have from the school end of it. I really want to encourage people to come out and see Kenny Dobbs. If you can't make it for some reason, if you need a ride, you call the school. We will get you there. But I want to fill the gym for a very positive anti-drug message.
Yeah, this, I think that we're seeing a lot of, in our community, a lot of pain from the drug issues. But I think that what people, sometimes when you're in the fog of war, you don't see it, but there's actually a lot of things to be excited about in the future. Right now, we're seeing a lot of the pain, but I think that the youth and the teens are going in the right direction when it comes to drugs, and things like this can help you to understand that if you're having a drug issue, you can turn it around. It feels impossible in the moment. It feels like you can't do it, but you can turn things around. There is help, and there is a better life waiting for you.
Absolutely, and you stated that well, the fog of war. We have a lot of positive things going in this community. This will be the third anti-drug speaker we've brought to Sandpoint in a year and a half. We've brought two to King Cove. So this is something that the school is passionate about. I'd also like to share that this is the third year in a row we've brought the drug dogs in King Cove and Sandpoint. We found absolutely nothing. Our schools are drug-free. Very proud of that.
Good. Great news. Well, a lot of good things happening at the schools. Don't forget, just to recap, try and tip off. No one can forget that coming up. It's going to be exciting. Lots of awesome teams coming and lots of great basketball. And it will be on KSDP if you can't make it. So tune in. But you want to be there. It's a lot of fun. That will be next week, starting Thursday and going straight through Saturday. And then a quick pause will happen on Thursday, February the 9th from 5:30 to 7:30. Come down and see the Kenny Dobbs, the Dunk King. And kids are going to freak out about that stuff.
Are.
You know, when you see even young kids, when they see someone do high-flying moves, they just lose it. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, a positive message to come along with it. So, Superintendent, thank you so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for having us, Austin.
All right. If you missed this, go ahead, tune in to apradio.org. It will be up on the web. But always feel free to call at 383-5737. Try to keep everyone informed of what's coming up here in the community so we have the info. All right. Thank you. We'll go back to KSK's Hometown Alaska.